Our second performer is also a young student at Juilliard. Please welcome, from New York City, 14-year-old Claire Yeo. Claire, you've brought an adaptation for piano of one of Sergei Prokofiev's most popular pieces. Tell us what it's going to be.
I'm going to be playing Mercutio by Prokofiev from the Romeo and Juliet suite.
That's got some big, tremendous reaches for the hand. Do you have a large hand, or do you have to do a little bit of strategizing with the fingering?
I have a really small hand, so when I was learning this piece, I had to refinger all the big chords so that my hand can actually play the piece.
Well, you get a really big sound, and love hearing you play it, so let's hear it now. Mercutio from Prokofiev's Romeo and Juliet suite, played for us by 14-year-old pianist Claire Yeo. She comes from Singapore. She's now studying at the Juilliard School pre-college division in New York. Well, I mean, you really sound like you've got an enormous set of hands.
Thank you.
And such great swagger that you bring to that piece, and such great character.
Thank you.
I could see you dancing it as well as playing it without even a stretch. You moved to this country, Claire, when you were 10 years old to study music. Mm-hmm. What was your first impression of New York coming from Singapore?
Well, New York compared to Singapore, well, Singapore is really small. It's a really small country, and it's really safe. And New York is really big, so I was really scared when I first got there. And my sister and I were strapped together to my mom by this little leash.
Oh, sure.
And we were walking around the streets in Central Park everywhere on that leash.
But no muzzle or anything.
No.
Yeah, that's good.
Well, we did see this little boy on the street. He was about 2 and he was on the same thing, so it's kind of embarrassing.
Yeah, really. And you have a wonderful and quite an American musical dream.
Well, my dream is to play Rhapsody in Blue with an orchestra.
And where did you just come up with that on your own, or did it?
happen?
When I was about 9 or 10, I saw Fantasia, and there was this little clip on Rhapsody in Blue, and they did an animation of New York to it. So it's been my dream ever since I was little.
It's a great dream, and I imagine I foresee you playing the Rhapsody in Blue so often that you're really tired of it. I think it'll be a wonderful time in your future. But in the meantime, you have another unique musical talent. Now, it may not be your dream to do this on the stage of Jordan Hall, but would you humor us, tell us what this talent is?
I can play 2 recorders with my nose, so that means 1 recorder at each nostril, so.
And was that in Fantasia too, or?
No, I actually got that from America's Funniest Home Video.
Oh, that sounds cool. It sounded more like American Idol, actually. So, we've never turned down a silly musical trick before, but before you do this, Joanne, would you please read the disclaimer?
Certainly, Chris. The following segment of From the Top may not be suitable for some members of our audience. It is extremely stupid, and there is no good reason to include it in this program other than for a laugh, which is not a good enough reason. If you are a lover of classical music who is easily offended by such lowbrow content, please be advised to lower the volume of your radio for the next minute or two. Also, please do not write to complain, because we told you not to listen in the first place. Thank you.
Okay, Claire, let's hear this. Claire, you're a good sport, and don't listen to anybody who says that the last impression you make will be the one that people remember. Because the Prokofiev was fantastic, and loved having you and getting to know you. Thanks for being
with
us.
Thank you.
Thank you, Claire. Claire Yeoh, 14-year-old pianist from Singapore, studying in New York City.